Steph, good morning.
Good morning. So let's start with American experimental composer and producer Holly Herndon and her third album, Proto. Now, at the center of this record is actually an AI named Spawn.
Of course there is. Of course there is. Last week it was space. This week we've got robots.
Now, Spawn is an AI that Holly helped develop and train how to sing. This type of conceptual work and applying academia to music isn't completely alien to Holly Herndon. Her last record was a contemplative look at surveillance technology, and on Proto, that exploration in the relationship between humanity and artificial intelligence continues. It's not all sampled blips and boxy vocals here. Holly Herndon taught Spawn how to sing through call and response training sessions with a human vocal ensemble.
It is terrifying. The robots really are taking all of our jobs.
Look, the result is actually a very human album, and I think you're left guessing what or who's singing which parts, and there are these odd mutations with the choir pieces and folk songs that actually make it sound, you know, centuries old at times. So this one here, Holly Herndon, coming off her album Proto, it's called Alienation.
Today I learned that I don't sing as well as a robot.
Holly Herndon kind of has this joke that she is a very average singer, and because of that, she's able to use technology and build an AI to really excel her abilities in singing. That's like a kind of jibe that she has on herself. But yeah, Holly Herndon here featuring her AI Spawn. Off the album Proto, it's called Alienation.
That is, it's nuts. Please tell me the next one lacks robots.
It does, actually.
Hey.
Something kind of looking backwards. It's a compilation titled Sad About the Times, which might be incredibly fitting depending on which side of politics you sit on. This was curated by Total Control member and Punk's go-to music masterer, Mikey Young, and comes to us from Mexican Summer's reissue label Anthology Recordings. These set of songs focus on North American FM music from the 70s, specifically folk, soft rock, and psych, and points to a time pre-Google, pre-Shazam, pre-AI.
Good.
Where you would maybe hear a great track on the radio once and, you know, might never hear it again, but, you know, that time where you're just enjoying the song playing through, I think that's what it captures on this compilation. So this one is Canadian singer-songwriter Norma Taniga with Illusion.
Love is an illusion, my confusion takes away from me the pleasure of your touch, the way you used to touch. All my life I'll be spending
the bongos in the background are so good.
Simpler times.
Yes, less robots making music for us. What have we got taking us out?
We're going to finish with something I think you'll like personally. It's The National and their eighth album, I Am Easy to Find. That's also the title of a 25-minute short film which accompanies it and was put together by Mike Mills, who's the brainchild behind movies like Beginners and 20th Century Woman. The album and film are entwined and was described as almost a bridge to the second half of the record and kind of almost informed its completion as well. Matt Berninger for years has said that, you know, The National are more than just five dudes, and that's in reference to how collaborative the project has become. And I think this record is the pinnacle of that. There's a lot of female voices, not only guesting, but I think guiding a lot of the songs as well. So we'll finish with one from The National. It's called Oblivion off their new album, I Am Easy to Find.
Can't wait. Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.